Now we can return to news items. Roads yet again in the news, as more delays to works at Dereham Road are likely, and works to a roundabout near the hospital are branded dangerous. Complaints also about the curtailment of the winter fuel payment as protesters gather in the city centre. Let's hear of a couple of charity events first. A charity ball raised more than £10,000 for the Motor Neurone Disease Association. The event was held at Holt Rugby Club on November the 1st. The target goal of £10,000 was exceeded, with a total of £10,235 raised. Organisers thanked businesses for donating prizes for the raffle and auction. The money raised will go to the Norfolk, Norwich and Waveney branch of the Motor Neurone Disease Association. The event was said to be a huge success, with the money able to do such great things for everyone.
The Alive UK Christmas Appeal, supported by Chantry Place Norwich, is aiming to match last year's total of 2,100 gifts by December the 15th. People are encouraged to donate unwrapped gifts, toys or chocolates at the collection point on Chantry Place's lower ground floor opposite Boots. The Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News are partnering with Alive and Chantry Place on the appeal. There is also a need for wrapping paper and sticky tape. Alive UK, a local charity with about 50 volunteers, provides emergency support to people in crisis in Norfolk. All the collected gifts will be given to families in need.
New delays to a controversial revamp of one of the city's busiest roads have been branded unacceptable. Many people living along Dereham Road have vented their frustration at the £4 million upgrade that has brought traffic to a standstill due to continued delays since it started in July last year. Now Norfolk County Council says last-minute electrical work will be finished in the coming weeks. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said the new bus lanes are still currently coned off while we await third-party electrical works, but there will not be any further disruption for general traffic. These works relate to electrical connections at the new travel hub and a short section of cycleway near Stafford Avenue, which we hope will be carried out in the coming weeks. The scheme has experienced significant delays due to utility works outside of our control, but was substantively completed in October. Previous delays were said to have come from unseasonably wet weather earlier in the year and issues with underground utilities.
The £1 million revamp of a roundabout close to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital has been branded extremely dangerous as work nears the halfway point. Access roads along the Colney Lane, which provide access to the hospital and research park, are being restructured as part of a six-month project to improve traffic flow. But members of the Norwich Cycling Campaign have slammed the scheme for severing an important cycle path over the roundabout junction, which will force them to make unsafe crossings.
A protest over cuts to the winter fuel payments, which will affect an estimated 225,000 pensioners in Norfolk and Waveney, was held in Norwich City Centre. Union Unite's protest in Hay Hill on Saturday was against Chancellor Rachel Reeve's decision to limit winter fuel allowance only to those claiming pension credit or other means-tested benefits. The number of pensioners in receipt of the payment is expected to fall by around 10 million, from 11.4 million to 1.5 million, with Labour saying it needs to take tough decisions to plug a £22 billion black hole in finances. The allowance was previously given to all over 65s to help them combat the price of rising bills in the winter months.
It's time for our first feature. With the withdrawal of Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones from ownership of Norwich City Football Club, there have been many tributes to their stewardship. This tribute comes from Connor Southwell. A slightly edited version of his tribute is read by Lorna Jestie.